Are birds really bird brains? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. As toddlers learn to put two words together, they're also learning to put two objects together, like a little cup and a big cup. Likewise, trios of words follow trios of objects. This phenomenon was thought to be unique to primates.
Why not?
That's Griffin, an African gray parrot. Today, at the annual meeting of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, Irene Pepperberg described how Griffin is showing the same sort of development.
At the same time, he's beginning to say, want a nut, he's beginning to combine two objects. So we started looking at it for the three objects.
Sure enough, when the bird later learned to put together and take apart three items, he also learned to combine three words into more complex thoughts.
So here you have creatures who have incredibly different evolutionary histories and exhibiting the same types of behavior that supposedly involve particular brain structures. And at this time, people thought these brain structures were mammalian.
She says this could mean that the origins of complex communication go back far longer than was thought and may be exhibited in more creatures than just primates. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.